The Berkshire Enterprises Program, part of Berkshire Community College's Office for Workforce Development, was presented with new collaborative space at the One Berkshire Strategic Alliance Building in downtown Pittsfield. The space, which occupies the same building as the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce, Berkshire County Regional Employment Board, Mass Development, and the Berkshire Film and Media Commission, will allow participants of the Berkshire Enterprises Program at BCC to collaborate, receive professional management advice, and expand small business development in Berkshire County. The Berkshire Enterprises Program is funded by $20 million in federal grants from the U.S. Department of Labor through the Massachusetts Community College and Workforce Development Transformation Agenda. Ellen Kennedy, president of Berkshire Community College, said that in the past 5 years of the program, which originally started in 1989, 85% of small businesses owned by graduates are still in operation. Kennedy said that by bringing small business owners close to each other and close to economic development agencies, they can greatly improve their chances of success in an area with a comparatively smaller economy than the rest of the state.
It's important to realize that with scarcer resources, it's important that all these businesses fail on paper and that there's an opportunity to go back and revisit the business plan. So developing a strong business plan establishes a strong foundation and becomes a jumping off point. And normally these small businesses start with a part-time employee, one or two full-time employees, and they can quickly grow and do spin-offs.
Kennedy also said that the program can be used in the future to leverage more state and federal funding to expand entrepreneurial training programs in the Berkshires.
This will help us attract greater resources to help offer more opportunity to develop entrepreneurial programs. So right now we have two 12-person cohorts we're hoping to run in beginning in April, and if we could double that in the next 6 months, imagine how many potential new businesses there could be in Berkshire County.
Second Berkshire District State Representative Paul Mark, Vice Chair of the Joint Committee on Higher Education, agreed that by allowing a public community college to work more closely with business associations, it will help him make a case in the legislature for more funding to support public-private partnerships.
Definitely allow us to leverage grants and other types of resources for our area.
The Democrat also advocated for the governor's plan to invest more in public colleges and universities in the Commonwealth as a need to support the future of a state still recovering from recession.
Spending more money on community college and public university programs is an investment. You're saving money in the long run. You're giving more people an opportunity to get a better job and to become productive members of society. And I think that's really the point of what we're doing at the state level.
In a report released last fall by the New England Public Policy Center of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, the Berkshire economy suffered hard losses during the recession from 2007 to 2009 in several sectors, with the largest being the management of companies and enterprises. During those 2 years, more than 63% of those employed in that sector lost their jobs due to the recession. The report also highlighted that Berkshire County's average worker remains older than the state's average worker, which can suggest the need for more educational and workforce training opportunities. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.